see you.
Hello and welcome to the show floor here at MongoDB.local London. I'm Shane McAllister. I'm on the developer relations team. And after that amazing keynote, we're going to spend today following up on many of the key announcements during that keynote with individual speakers and guests throughout the day. So we're really delighted to have you all join us. As you can see behind me, we're on the expo floor. We have all of our partners here. We have many of the areas of MongoDB, our product, our community, our university. If you're not familiar with a .local, what is it? Well, MongoDB heads out into our community to bring our latest announcements and activities to our developer community globally. We used to only do this in a couple of cities, but now we're bringing it to over 20 cities worldwide. And today we're in London. Here, you're going to discover the latest releases, the latest product announcements, get a sneak peek on everything that's coming out as well too, and explore powerful new ways to maximize the possibilities with MongoDB. We're going to be able to meet some experts joining us on the live stream as well, and fellow users and champions and clients and partners as well too. So look forward to some exciting talks as we make our way through the day. Coming up, we want to talk a little bit about more about MongoDB 8.0. But first of all, as a recap to everything that Zahir, Genevieve, Tyler, Max, Melissa talked about on stage, we talked about developer accelerations, stream processing, the Atlas CLI, search and vector search in particular with a great demo by Max, and our VS Copilot integration. So we're going to discuss all of these as we make our way through the day. Indeed, we can't get away from AI applications. We're going to double down on a lot of what we're doing there, MongoDB vector search and the case studies, and indeed the MAP program that was also, we announced at .local New York back in May, and we're doubling down on the work and efforts that we do there. Application modernization was another key aspect of what we went through in the keynote, and there's lots to come on that. But the real announcement for us was 8.0, general availability of 8.0. And I want to dive a little bit more into that. So I'm really delighted to be joined by Garudi, Director of Product Management. And Garudi, welcome to the MongoDB live stream.
Hey Shane, how's it go?
Good. Before we dig into the details of what was announced in 8.0, tell us a little bit about your role in MongoDB and what the day-to-day entail for you.
Yeah, sure. So I am a newly promoted Director of Product Management. I'm on the core database.
Okay.
So on the core database, I focus on the engine part, basically making sure that MongoDB is reliable and scalable. And a lot of the focus is making sure that the stability is there, that the scalability is there, that anyone that wants to run MongoDB, that database is able to support the needs of their application. And so from that standpoint, it's about figuring out, you know, what are our most pressing problems, our biggest problems that are getting in the way of developers just basically building their app, making sure that the database can support that app. And so all the problems there and trying to figure out which ones to solve and how to solve them, et cetera.
Excellent. I am in awe of the people who work on the core database. I mean, I'm in MongoDB, I'm on the developer relations team, I use Atlas all the time, but to work on the core of it, the behind, under the hood stuff, it's incredible. How is that on it in terms of scale and the testing and the resiliency and everything else that you need to be careful when you're rolling out new features in the core database?
Yeah, so one challenge, you know, with that is any little change you make, you need to thoroughly test. You need to also test it over a long time. For example, you might see an improvement over a day, but over a week, the output looks a lot different, or over a month even. And so there, we got to be a lot more conservative, more careful in terms of, you know, what we really do in the database there. And so that's one thing that's different, I think, than certain areas. So basically, our time for development is a lot longer. And so you are the opportunity cost of building the wrong thing is a lot higher in the core database. So you need to spend a lot more time making sure you have the right setups, the right testing, and so on, to make sure you capture the things you're trying to do. But not only that, we spend a lot more time doing research and making sure that we're tackling the right problem. Like I said, because it takes, you know, multiple months, sometimes even a year or two sometimes to solve certain problems. You can't afford to get those wrong. Otherwise, you're talking about 2-3 releases.
So we heard Zahir in the keynote talk about 8.0 as the best version of MongoDB today. Talk to me a little bit about the key improvements that we've made in 8.0 that are now available to everybody.
Sure. I think we made a lot of innovation there, but to me, there are four major areas that we spent a lot of time on. The first one was performance. I think really we probably put half our team at some point on just performance. So that's where we spent a lot of time. We wanted to make sure that MongoDB 8.0 was at least as fast as 4.4 and you know, preferably the fastest MongoDB ever.
Wow.
We're still doing final tests to make sure that we can make that claim.
Okay.
But in my heart, I believe that that statement is true.
Good.
Yeah, that's the first part. And then also we spend a lot of time on what we call resilience, or what I call workload management. And so okay. this is making sure that no matter what you throw at the database, no matter what kind of scale you throw at it, if you're, you know, you have a spike in workload or an increase in workload because your application got a lot more popular and folks are starting to show up and so on, that the database can handle that, that it doesn't go down easily whenever you throw more load at it. That's the second part we spent a lot of time on. A third part was around scalability.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, we did some improvements in vertical scaling, but that works pretty well out of the box. So we spent a lot of time making horizontal scaling more accessible to a lot of folks. And so reducing the barrier to entry there, whether it's making it cheaper, making it less complex,
mm-hmm.
and also making sure that once you're there, that you can scale a lot faster. Those are some of the things you spend there on scalability. And then we also spend some time on security, making sure that you have end-to-end encryption, if that makes sense. So making sure that once your database is there and scalable, that it's also safe at all times. And so not just at rest, but, you know, in transit, but also on the database, if that makes sense. Those are the four major areas I think we spent a lot of time on for 8.0. And I think with all the changes that we've made there, we can call it the best release ever because of that.
Excellent. So from a day-to-day perspective, as a developer using MongoDB, what would they expect in 8.0? You know, we do a lot of, it's our developer data platform. A lot of what you've described to me there, Garudi, is stuff that will just happen automatically in the background.
Yes.
Better performance, better speed, easier to do certain tasks. So will a developer see this, or will they just have less headaches in their day-to-day workflow?
Yeah. And so from our standpoint, I think whether you see it or not, our goal is for you not to see it as a notice us. It's kind of like a car's engine. You know, if it's working fine, you don't have a problem. You don't notice when your lights go out until the second light goes out, for example. And so our job is to get out of your way. MongoDB's popularity is about being a developer, you know, friendly data platform. And so what that means is you want to spend your time developing and less, you know, fixing issues on the database. And so our main goal is to make sure we're not there, right? And the other part, the things that you will notice is, for example, if you want to scale, now you'll see how much faster it is. But all of that is all going toward being a magical thing that just happens and you don't have to even know about it, right? And so our long-term goal is to basically get out of your way and everything happens magically under the hood. And the only time you notice something is if you're looking for it. Otherwise, we're out of your way. So I'm perfectly happy with what we're trying to achieve there, being invisible and not being seen.
Right.
I think that if you ping us, that usually means there's a problem. And so, yes, our entire goal is to make sure that you're focused strictly on development and not necessarily that you notice what's going on in the engine.
Okay. And I can imagine how much of the work that you do in this area is informed by feedback from developers, and how do you get that feedback from our wider developer community? And what ways do you get it? Is it through the support tickets? Is it through the forums? Is it talking face-to-face with developers who are using MongoDB at scale?
Yeah, I would say all of the above. I think that the beauty about feedback is that doesn't matter where you get it or almost how you get it, as long as you get it. And so there's a part where you have to filter through it and figure out, okay, what's actionable. So sometimes you'll look at support tickets, but a lot of times you always need to talk to folks.
Sure.
Product management, if you're not talking to someone about what they're experiencing, then you're not doing your job well. And so even when you go through support cases, or we get information from a lot of, you know, field folks, whether it's support, whether it's consulting engineers, whether it's solutions architects that are trying to fit MongoDB, any issues that they run into, they bring back to us. So it's always good to go back to the primary source, the customer and the developer, and talk to them about what issues they ran into. And so you try to take that, you try to aggregate it, and try to see, okay, what are the minimum things I can do to basically do a sweeping pass and help as many folks as possible? So it's about how prevalent is that pain? How deep is that pain? Basically, how much harder does it make your life, the fact that this problem exists?
Yeah.
So we always have to talk to developers and sort of understand what they're going through to make sure that we fix problems that are in their way right now that are stopping them from just essentially developing code.
And I would imagine with the extent of our developer community, it could be quite hard to maybe prioritize this feedback, prioritize the feature requests, et cetera. How is that done within the organization and the team that you are involved in?
Yeah, so it probably varies by product manager, by team, et cetera. But to me, the first part is being able to aggregate that feedback. And so that's why I say talk to as many people as possible, get as much context as possible, make sure you ask the right questions so you truly understand end-to-end what their problem is. So for us, we try to live in the problem space to try to understand what they're going through. And then from there, you know, it depends. Some people use certain methods, you know, like rice prioritization framework.
Okay.
Myself, it's all about, you know, what are the needle moving things we can do? But there are certain problems. Once you make it go away, it's very drastic and very visible that it's gone, right? If a car is shaking when it's going, you know, past 80 miles an hour, you know, or whatever, 60 kilometers, let's say an hour, making that shake go away, you know, might be more important than letting you go to, you know, 100 miles an hour, for example. And so to us, we try to basically find what is the biggest, most important problems that we see.
Mm-hmm.
What are the ones we see most in common? What do they have in common? So the more people you talk to, the more you get anecdotes, the more you can sort of aggregate the data. And then we also have obviously data that we track in the data warehouse of how people use it, or is it on Atlas, and try to find other, how many people have that problem, right? So once you talk to about 8 to 10 people per problem, you can get a general sense of what the issue is. And so what you gotta understand is, okay, if I do this, how much of an impact will it have? How many people? And so my method is always about, you know, trying to understand, yeah, how many people will it help and how badly will it help them, right? And see how much of a problem really is this. Also, do they have workarounds or not, right? This is a thing that they can't avoid. If you need a car to go to work, for example, then you cannot say take the train, not always for everyone. And so for there, okay, well, we might have to fix this issue because it's getting in the way of your system operating well. And so that's how I try to think about that when I'm solving a problem.
And when you've released 8.0, for example, all of this feedback that you've gathered from, do you close the loop with the people who've raised these requests and go, hey, what, do you know what? We've now fixed that. We've improved that. It's faster. It's more scalable. It works better. Does that loop get closed, or is it just a constant iteration of working through those?
Yeah, so the loop does get closed through a lot of ways sometimes, whether it's, you know, if they have customer success to talk to them about it. They have, you know, presenters, solutions architects, and so on. Sometimes I support saying, hey, your issue has gone away. I also close the loop. A lot of times, though, it's, for me, it's more about continuous feedback.
Yes.
Sometimes what you build isn't quite there. And so you need a second cycle of feedback to understand what's left, or did we solve it properly? Oh, maybe we missed here, this thing here. Sometimes you solve the problem and someone's like, well, it wasn't that big of a deal. So getting that kind of feedback is also very important. So there's always a continuous feedback cycle that's there. So it's not strictly about closing the loop, letting you know, hey, I solved your problem. That's part of it. You know, you want to make sure that those folks that wanted it know, but they'll usually find out anyways. But it's more about making sure that you confirm that you did what you were set out to do, and that if there's anything missing or if they're happy with the solution that's provided.
Perfect. So we went to yearly releases roughly of Atlas a while back.
Mm-hmm.
So 8.0 is out now. And like, you know, any band releasing its record, for example, you've got to work on the next one. So how soon does 9.0 work start?
So a 9.0 work already started, first of all. I think the question is, when will 9.0 come out?
Yep.
And I think that part is more a function of what we want to put in it. What do we want to say about the database? So whether that's, you know, 9 months or a year and a half or 2 years even, I think it will depend. I think that's what we're debating. I think the idea of just releasing every year at the exact 12-month mark, just to say we did it, we're trying to move away from that. Now we're going to make sure that whatever version of database we release next, it's something that we're proud of and to actually speak about. And so I think with that said, you know, TBD, what the actual, you know, timeline will be for 9.0, but we've already started working on some improvements there. It's just a matter of how many things we want to put in there and what do we want to say about it. You know, what is the identity of the release? So that will determine when it comes out. That makes sense.
Excellent. But with, look, 8.0 on general availability now, you're saying the team don't get to rest. They're always moving. But for now, Gurudi, thank you so much for joining us on the live stream, giving us a preview. I know you're talking later here at the show, but for everybody else joining us on the live stream, if you want to check out 8.0 right now, you can get at it straight away. Do join us in a few more minutes where we'll have another great guest, and keep tuned all throughout the day. For now, Gurudi, thank you so much.
Thank you.